Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and health care. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
I wish I had
Wait. I wasn't on. Wait a minute. Okay, now we're on. And good afternoon, Mr. Michael Bogen. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Michael.
And
how are you?
Well, I'm having a bowl of chili, and I just got on, as a matter of fact, because just before the show started, because I had my AT&T was here, and they were fumbling around my show again, but they straightened out the system now, supposedly, and this should, matter of fact, they got the, who do they have speaking right now? This is the head of the Georgia Secretary of State gives updates on the election. Mr. the orange man in the White House is 1,603 votes away from Mr. Biden now, and there's going to be a lot more in the next hour or so. Pennsylvania, Biden is pulling away by leaps and bounds, and the orange man in the White House has sent his people now to the Supreme Court to say that these are ballots are illegal that were put in after election day. Well, you know what? Their people, their House of Representatives said this was okay. Not the governor, even though the governor is speaking, not the attorney general, even though the attorney general is speaking, telling you what's going on. They passed the law. They said it was okay because they had so many military ballots out. Well, the military ain't voting for them.
Well,
now what? Military is not voting for him.
You may be surprised about that. It
well,
could be 40%.
I would be surprised.
60%.
Yes, that's true. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to get on
It'll be post-mortem.
When finished, press the pound key. Yeah, well, I wish the post-mortem would be like on an operating table. And we're looking at his brain and see what this fool is not doing. That's what the post-mortem's got to be. We got to look at his brain and see what the hell makes it run.
There may be a missing lobe as compared to Einstein, who had an extra lobe.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
The number you are calling from has Good been associated day. With high volume calling you.
Uh-huh. I think that's, I'm talking intermittent here because I'm trying to get on a
The number you are calling from has been associated with high volume calling.
That number I'm calling to has high volume calling. Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, one of the things that will we ever get this meatball on a table to look into his brain? Will that be true?
The pity of it all is the number of trees that will be killed to continue the discussion about the orange menace.
Hold on just a minute because I'm calling in with my headphones because I couldn't do that before. I got to call back in here. Yeah, I hope you can hear me.
You're a little distant, but I can hear you.
Wait. Hold on a minute, Michael. Hold on a minute. Yeah. I need to call in on my headphones. Five, six, 3 pound. Okay. Now what? What the hell? I just had it work here. What's going on?
Hold on a minute, Michael. I'm holding.
Oh, wait a minute.
No. Okay, right.
All right. Michael, I want you to hold on because I'm going to hang up this phone and call in again, all right?
That's fine.
Michael, did you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
You hold on a minute. I want you to hold on a minute because I'm hanging up. I'm going to call in. All right, hold on. Okay.
Well, that's things about electoral politics of the last 20 years, which is the most sort of competitive and polarized politics have been in a very long time, is that, you know, every game's pretty close, and so sports radio gets to spend 3 hours on, like, the last six plays, was it the foul that was called, the foul that wasn't called, the shot that wasn't made. And elections that are this close, or as close as our elections tend to be, could produce the same thing, right? You could point to a million different things plausibly as a kind of but-for condition. There seem to be two trends. The Democrats have now won for the first time in American history 7 of 8 popular vote victories nationally.
Okay, I am here. It's been unbelievable.
Never happened before.
Well, go with the flow.
I just did. I went with the flow. It's unbelievable. I wasn't able to plan a show at all because what they came in, AT&T in the U-verse,
gives a lot of power to land.
And they took every wire out and were measuring the fiber optic. And 50 pairs of wire in there. They're measuring the voltage and the signal used on every wire. They took my fiber optic system that came into their cable, and they switched me with another person on my block.
Wonderful.
To see if that other person would get the failures that I got. And I said, well, let me tell you something. Suppose you switch it to someone that works every day, comes home, and don't watch television at all. I said, my TVs are on 24/7. Normally two, at least. So, because I record every day that's on TV, every news show.
Well, I see.
Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. And do you know that Thursday, they had 121,289 people that contracted the coronavirus in the United States? That's a one-day record. More people connected to coronavirus yesterday than most places in the world. So what does this moron mean that we are almost over the hill? Was he talking about his administration?
Well, obviously, when you make everything up, you can think that you're over the hill, but obviously you're not.
Ah, okay. The thing is that since we shatter a record every single day in the U.S. with coronavirus people in cases. And the orange man at the White House says, as soon as we get to the election, we won't hear about this anymore. Here's the conclusion that comes down. I may not be a counselor like my daughter, who told me that she knows more people. I say, you haven't met as many people as I've met in more my years. So I don't care how much education you have. You're telling me that these people just can't help themselves. Well, they belong to the Jim Jones crowd then. And they're all going to go down with Jim Jones in mind in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that this guy, Orange Man in the White House, is not going to take the juice. He's going to blame it on every single other person. It was
no doubt about it.
I was in charge, yes, but I only did what they wanted me to do. That's what he's saying. I only did what they wanted me to do.
It wasn't me.
No. You see, he can't say it wasn't him. He didn't. They can't find any orders that he signed. All he can say is, well, there were some racists out there, but there are also good racists out there. There were some bad racists out there.
No.
There were some good racists out there.
No, there are many good racists out there. Not just some, many.
Right. Everybody didn't want to kill and kidnap the governor of Michigan and kill her.
Like, what some
people just wanted to kidnap her. Yeah, some people just wanted to kidnap her just to show her where she was wrong for a few hours because there was no other way to get through to her. The seven-day movement of this virus has been astronomical. There are 236,886 people dead now from this virus. Dead now from the virus. And a seven-day movement. I mean, what do you listen? This is just impossible. This is just outrageous. They had they have released a seven day movement.
Yes, a 7 day trailing average.
And
7 day trailing average. Yeah.
And it's why do I keep? Why does it keep going like that? No, wait a minute. No, that's not it. Come on, back. Okay, now it says here 7 days. It went from like this is March, May, June, September, and November. March to May was like 35,000 a day. Then it dropped down in July, I should say, to about 22,000. Then between July and September, it went up to about 70,000. Then it dropped down in September to about 39,000. And from September to November, it climbed through 50,000. 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, 90,000 to 103,000 a day. This from the scientific know-how of the orange man in the White House. We would never, ever hear from this again. That's what he said. Do you remember him saying that?
Well, what he was saying was, as long as I'm in charge, I'm not going to be talking about it. Well, guess what? If it's raining outside and you're inside, it's still raining outside whether or not you talk about it.
Yes, but it's only raining outside if you have it in your mind, it's raining outside. Don't you remember the movie Inception? It was all in your mind. Don't you remember Inception? It was all in your mind. You were really asleep. The things weren't really happening to you. You were really asleep. None of these things were happening to you. It's just like, you know, how did we get here? Remember, just listen to this for me. Just listen to this.
They say we only use a fraction of our brain's true potential. Now, that's when we're awake. When we're asleep, our mind can do almost anything.
Such as?
Well, imagine you're designing a building, right? You consciously create each aspect. But sometimes it feels like it's almost creating itself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like I'm discovering
genuine inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in a dream, our mind continuously does this. We create and perceive our world simultaneously, and our mind does this so well that we don't even know what's happening. That allows us to get right in the middle of that process.
How?
By taking over the creating part. Now, this is where I need you. You create the world of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their subconscious.
How could I ever acquire enough detail to make them think that it's reality?
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange. Let me ask you a question. You never really remember the beginning of a dream, do you? You always wind up right in the middle of what's going on.
I guess, yeah.
So how did we end up here?
So, Mr. Bogan,
mm-hmm.
tell us, how yes. did we end up here?
How much time
how
do you have?
We... Well, we had 5 years. How did we end up here?
I'll make it short and sweet. I'll make
yes.
it short and sweet. It's a long
yes.
story. It's not a short story.
Yes.
In my view, it comes down to lack of confidence, especially as it applies to the federal government in Washington. I have no idea what the approval rating is today for members of the Senate or for the House of Representatives. In the past, I believe those numbers hovered somewhere around 15% approval rating. The big issues have come to light over a period of time, starting, I believe, around the year 2000, when we started to diverge away from a country that was more or less down the middle, central left or central right, and we got into more extreme ideologies. That's the root cause, and part of the root cause is it doesn't sound like Congress ever gets anything done that benefits the people. Look at where things are right now, where people are about potentially to lose their ability to stay in the homes or apartments that they're renting because the Senate would not act on extending a little measure of kindness about sending money out to them. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So, unfortunately, the Orange Menace is a symptom of a longstanding problem. And that longstanding problem is not going to be cured overnight. If the Republicans still retain control of the Senate, the next president, Joe Biden, is going to have a difficult course to chart. However, he has demonstrated previously that he's able to negotiate with people from the other side of the aisle. But that was then. Today is today. And my view is that the remnants of the Republican Party will be more and more radicalized, and it will take a number of years for these fringe elements to dissipate or evaporate. That's how we got here.
Well, as you were saying, he has shown the ability to speak to the irrational side. But the other side, his long years in the Senate, he was able to speak to that other side because that other side wanted good for the country and not especially for themselves. Today's Regressive Party is about self and self-worth. They don't care about you or me. They care about thee. And if thee doesn't get it, they don't give a damn. I'll get mine if I stay here for 6 years. I'll get my retirement, and I'll go work for anybody I want to. You?
Yep,
you
that's all
get
part
it?
Of the equation. I got it.
You're just going to die.
It's all self-interest and retaining power. Both.
That's right. You remember what Goldfinger told James Bond when he had him laying on that table and the laser was going to come right and split him right in two? And Bond said, Goldfinger, I hope you're not going to get an answer out of me. He says, no. He says, I don't care. I just want you to die. And then he said, I know about the name of he came up, Bond came up with the name of the project that they were going to run to steal the money out of Fort Knox, and he says, oh, he knows that. That means nothing. He don't know nothing. And he did. He just heard the name, and then he told the guy, maybe we should. All right, they stopped it. He came over and gave him an injection. And next thing you know, he was on the plane. And this gorgeous girl was looking down at him and said, he said, oh, I thought I'd wake up dead. And she said, what's your name? He said, Pussy Galore. He says, I am dead. So the thing is that this isn't the movies. This is real life. So does art imitate life, or does life imitate art? Where are we here? Where are we? That the thing is that in the film Inception, they said, well, how are we going to get this information out of this guy? Well, we have to go in his mind and steal it. So someone has to get us out of this mind fog that we're in. We know. Remember what he said. You don't know how we got in here. All you know is you wake up and you're in the middle of it, in the middle of a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how you got there. Well, this is what he says in Exception, Extraction.
What is the most resilient parasite? Bacteria? A virus? An intestinal worm?
What Mr. Cobb is trying to say?
An idea. Resilient, highly contagious. Once an idea has taken hold of the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate. An idea that is fully formed, fully understood, that sticks. Right in there somewhere.
For someone like you, to steal?
Yes, in the dream state, your conscious defenses are lowered, and it makes your thoughts vulnerable to theft. It's called extraction.
Sasaito, we can train your subconscious to defend itself from even the most skilled extractor.
How can I do that?
Because I am the most skilled extractor. I know how to search your mind and find your secrets. I know the tricks, and I can teach them to you so that even when you're asleep, your defense is never down. Look, if you want my help, you're going to have to be completely open with me. I need to know my way around your thoughts better than your wife, better than your therapist, better than anyone. If this is a dream and you have a safe full of secrets, I need to know what's in that safe. In order for this all to work, you need to completely let me in.
And that's what the orange man in the White House did to these vulnerable people. This 69 million people, he got into their mind and extracted what was important for them and put something else in their mind. Because as in the film, if you know you saw the film Extraction, you can take stuff out and you can put stuff in. That's what he did. Just like Jim Jones. Just like Jim Jones. And what happened in the end of that? We're told we're reached the top. We reached the peak. You now can go further. One last step to be there forever. Drink this juice. And they went. And they sucked that juice down and died right there on the spot. Their babies, their children, their husbands, their wives. And this is what this meant. So we have a problem here. How do we rescue these dead souls that are laying all over the streets and houses and apartments and farms in this country? Because this orange man has ruined those people's thinking. That's what
okay.
We have to
so are you familiar with the Lincoln Project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the founders of that activist group, which, by the way, is a super PAC, they all pledged to go forward and to root out all the sycophants who currently comprise the Trump Party, all the members of Congress in the Senate, or the Congress people. They're going to go after them.
Right.
And I imagine it's kind of like a reverse primary where Republicans were prone not to stand up to Trump.
Right.
Because they didn't want to be part of his Twitter feed and they didn't want to be primaried. So guess what? It seems to me if the Lincoln Project and people like them are serious, they are going to primary these radical fringes who are Trumpists. And that's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight.
2 years. 2 years it should take.
Because in 2 years,
their Senate is up for a change again. Half the Senate was up this time, and half the Senate's going to be up in 2 years.
No.
If we don't get the Senate this time, yes.
It's
yes,
a third of the Senate. It's a third of
the
Senate.
Right. A third of every 6 years. Yeah, every 2 years. So, therefore.
Term, okay.
Right. Right. I'm staying corrected on that. You're right. A third of the Senate. So, we have a chance to come even with these people in the Senate this year if we win both Georgia Senate races. Both Senate races are going to be decided in January.
Yes. And
I
then,
think
okay.
We'll definitely win the one with the pastor in it. Now, Ossoff might be a little tricky, but we could win that too. And that would bring us even since the African is now in the Senate.
So here's what I have to say to that.
Yeah.
So let's say you go with the 50-50, 50
right.
Republican senators and 50 Democratic senators.
Right.
Who's to say that a fellow like Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, former governor, who's to say that he will vote for what you and I would call progressive legislation? So what I'm saying is, how much can you count on a unified 50 vote from the then existing Democratic senators. If you don't get every single one of them, with the tiebreaker going to then Vice President Harris, nothing gets done. In addition to which, if the Democrats can't get to 50, let's say they're at 49, you're in a situation again where Mitch McConnell can do all his dastardly deeds.
Yes.
He will not put votes to the floor. The machinery of the federal government will collapse. The populace that is aggrieved will continue to be aggrieved, and they will point fingers at the President of the United States rather than the Republican senators who are purely obstructionists.
Absolutely correct.
So you go to a 2022 cycle, it may not be any better than it is today. It could be even worse for the Democrats.
Well, it wouldn't be any worse because the man in charge wouldn't be doing what this man is doing. So I don't think it would be worse.
Okay, I'll agree. I'll agree, except that gridlock will not be helpful.
No, I see
gridlock over the next few years.
Well, I think I see gridlock in his first term. But I don't think I see gridlock. I think I just see getting rid of the stench that was in the White House for 4 years in his first term. That's what I see. The stench. He has to get rid of that stench in the White House. It's going to take him a term to do that.
You know what? I say this in a jocular manner. If I was soon to be President-elect Biden, I would seriously consider changing where I live to Camp David while the White House is fumigated again and again.
Absolutely correct. But that's going to be the same thing for where the vice president stays. Yes.
Correct. And I would say further, not only physically with chemicals, but morally, such as having the indigenous Indians come in with their shamans to expel all the bad spirits.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
I could not conceive of being the newly elected president and sleeping anywhere in the proximity
where that evil person lives. Absolutely, without a doubt. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely. There's just no way. I mean...
As a matter of fact, I just thought of something. What if Biden says, executive order, we're taking all the relics out of the White House, we're bringing it down to the ground, we're making a new White House.
After all, the history
of the country is who built the White House. Most unfortunately, the slaves built the White House.
Yep, absolutely correct.
It's a stain on the history of the country. I would vote blow it up, make a new one. And by the way, hold on a second. You could still keep the old one if you wanted to, because there's plenty of space on the White House grounds to make a new, more efficient White House.
Hey,
I don't think you're wrong. But that would take some real, I'd say...
Out of the box thinking, or sides of the aisle approval?
Both sides of the aisle approval? But,
no, I mean, what the hell? What the hell? There seems to be the ability by the chief executive of the country to move funds around that you have no business doing, vis-a-vis taking money out of the military and shifting it over to build the wall.
Absolutely. And that needs to be illegal. That should be illegal.
I agree. But you know what? Let's take advantage of it. There's a new president, a new chief executive, and he takes $100 million out of the military budget, and he builds a new White House. How's that? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. The thing is that I think that the major thing that we have to be cognizant of is that, you know, they're still telling Biden. I've heard for days. Well, this is what he should do, and this is what he should do, and. Why did the Hispanics not vote for him? Well, Hispanics vote for him. It's just that some of the Cubans down there in Dade County didn't vote for him. They're afraid of communists. I don't know how they got that in their mind about in the United States it's going to be communist control. I mean, this is the stuff that was put in their mind.
It's contrary, Michael. What was it called? The technique of the big lie used by Joseph Goebbels in Germany,
right.
And Stalin
That's
in
right.
Russia.
That's right.
You lie
That's
often
right.
enough, all of a sudden it sounds like, well, this is reality.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Trumpists have done.
Well, you know, let me
give you an illustration of reality. Reality is currently being clouded by the divisive tribes in the country. One tribe looking at Fox News and looking at their Facebook account. That's where they get their news. The other tribe may have their own Facebook account, but they're reading the New York Times or the Washington Post or watching the major television channels or the cable news networks.
Right.
So a few years ago, when I was on my own personal consecutive jogging streak of 118 straight days, two miles a day, I would look at my window, which faces west. I'd be listening to a news report. It's about to be raining in the next hour. Blah, 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 blah. Cloudy conditions. I look out the window, and it's raining. So am I supposed to listen to the news report? Or am I supposed to trust my own eyes and my own senses?
Well, but you see,
and what
here's
the orange
thing
menace.
About
but hold on.
But
the
here,
orange
yeah,
menace again and again and again with his incessant lying has distorted reality. His point of view is not reality. It's alternative facts, which don't exist.
Alternative facts. We see the thing is though, he's not really lying because, as you know,
he's not lying because he thinks he's telling the truth.
Well, no, no, because it could be raining on one side of the street and not raining on the other. So that, so
well,
he's,
you know,
like
what?
Half right. He's half right. Because it's raining somewhere. It's just not raining where you are. So he's not wrong. That's what he uses. I'm not wrong because it is raining somewhere. It just is not raining where you are. So listen to me, people. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. Listen. And these people listened and drank the Kool-Aid because they couldn't tell one fact from an alternate fact.
No.
You gotta remember,
there's
only one fact.
There's
only one.
Okay, Michael, but these,
yes.
Unfortunately, these are the citizens who are what to information voters or citizens.
Right.
They really don't pay attention to detail. And guess what? Detail matters.
Absolutely, detail matters.
Everything they see, they believe. I don't think that way. Everything I see or hear needs to be test checked.
But when do you ever get in a position like that when you can, you have the ability to say, you know what? I need to check this out and just don't accept it.
Well,
when do you get that position?
It's also, in my view, a function of the literacy of the citizens of the country, which I think is in a downward spiral.
In a downward spiral. We are in a downward spiral. That's unbelievable. But we're in this downward spiral because we're in this alternate reality. We're in this alternate reality. Correct?
Yep, I agree.
So,
okay, listen, buddy. I have about 5 minutes, and I need to go take Aggie
that's
out.
That's all we got. That's all I got because today's show had to be cut because they weren't finished in time with the information of we were checking the whole system out here. So I only have it on for an hour, but.
Okay,
remember,
so I'd like to say one other thing before I go. I meant to send you the Glenn Kirshner YouTube channel. About 30 days, he basically has a 10-minute segment. He's a former federal prosecutor. His mantra is justice matters. If he were the new attorney general to be, he would, on his own volition, go after Trump and his cohorts and look to prove second-degree homicide for his lack of competence with the Corona-19 virus.
Well,
he will tell you in his podcast, there are three elements that must be proven to attain second degree homicide of judgment. And Trump has passed all three tests with flying colors.
Well, okay. And what about the guy who he has now as his doctor in charge? The guy who's a radiologist passing for a infectious disease. Well, listen, this is
so
one
We got
2 minutes left, and I need to tell you this. What was said in the movies The Professionals when they brought back the girl to Ralph Bellamy, and they found out that he was the wicked person. This is what we're going to say to Mr. Orange Man in the White House when he's getting out of there.
We both made a bad deal, Mr. Grant. You lose a wife, and we lose $10,000 apiece.
You bastard.
Yes, sir. In my case, an accident of birth. But you, sir, you're a self-made man.
That's what he is, a self-made man. We got 60 seconds. Give us your last comment.
Well,
Michael,
the good thing is the Orange Menace will be departing the White House. The question is going to be how much damage and mischief he can cause between today and January. I really don't I don't care if he makes a concession speech. I don't care if he attends the inauguration. I could care less.
Yeah,
the sooner he leaves town, the better. And maybe he'll jump into a plane and travel out of the country, never to return.
Well, I don't think that will happen for the simple reason that he has too much that could be extracted, even if it is a lot of fake stuff. Because I'm sure that we did not give him good stuff. We got stuff to go. I gotta go.
Michael, listen.
End of the show.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Trump TV can be beamed from Russia. He doesn't have to be in the United States.
Oh, yes.
Remember
Trump
that.
TV can't. But, yeah, but you gotta also remember that Trump TV can't be satellited from Alcatraz when they reopen it just for him. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. We're gonna have a Sunday show. When I probably have a full show. Okay. Everybody have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Would never die.